The Toronto Maple Leafs' longest winning streak in 20 years finally comes to an end at 7 games. Sheldon Keefe surprisingly gets kicked out late in the game against the Golden Knights. And could Sheldon Keefe be blamed for this loss with some questionable lineup decisions? All of that and more in this episode of Leafs Digest. Welcome back to Leafs Digest. My name is Darius Dominguez. And guys, we've noticed that about 80% of our viewers are not actually subscribed to the channel. And you know what? We get it. You're so entrenched in the content. You love the video so much that you just forget to subscribe. We get it. It's fine. But if you want to stay up to date with everything Toronto Maple Leafs, hit that subscribe button. Nick and I would really appreciate it. And honestly, in the next 2 weeks, it's going to pick up. The trade deadline is around the corner and the Leafs are poised to make some big moves. So stay tuned for that. But without further ado, let's get into this game. The Leafs finally end their win streak at 7 games against the Golden Knights. And I mean, it was a pretty interesting game. It didn't start fantastic, but it didn't start bad either. I mean, they were on par with the Golden Knights. We knew that the Golden Knights are a good team and they weren't going to come out, and kind of lay an egg like they did last week, right? It just wasn't going to happen. So, it was a decent start, but you need to get that first goal, and the Leafs just didn't do that. But let's start with the lineup and the lineup decisions. I mean, interesting stuff here from David Alter going into a warm-up, and it pretty much stayed this way throughout the game. The forward group has been really good, okay? We can't really, and I mean, I got to praise Reeves too. He scored again tonight, and he's been playing great. That fourth line's been great. All the lines have been going. The defense is a little bit of an issue for me here. Brody stays on the left, which I thought was interesting, but now you're moving your best defenseman in Morgan Rielly to the right side, which is not his natural side. So you're taking your best defenseman and putting him in an uncomfortable position, which I would not agree with. I wouldn't touch Benoit and McCabe. That pairing has been fantastic, and I thought they were pretty decent again tonight, laying the boom. Giordano returns to the lineup, and Timothy Liljegren, I think, is dealing with an injury, so we got Lagesson on the back end as well. And I mean, it showed tonight that this this defensive lineup is not it. I mean, Brody has been great on the left side. So do you want to keep him on the left side? Yes. I just don't think you move your best defenseman in Morgan Rielly to the right for that. And honestly, they were showing during the game a couple of the stats. I don't think that Rielly and Brody should be together anymore. They got to figure something out with this lineup. Maybe Rielly plays with whomever else. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it just comes down to the fact that if we bring up the lineup here again, all left-handed shots. They need a right-handed defenseman. I know Liljegren's going to come back in, and that's going to solve something. Like, Lagesson probably won't see much time in the playoffs unless there's an injury. But you need another right-handed defenseman. That's ridiculous. Every single defenseman in the lineup tonight was left-handed, and we've seen it. The last couple games, or the last stretch of games where the Leafs have won 7 in a row, they've been really good at getting the puck out cleanly, and I didn't see that tonight. So they need a right-hand shot defenseman for sure. But that is on the defensive side of things. If we move to the offensive side of things and the forward lines, some praise from Bruce Cassidy as well. And this was a great read from Luke Fox. And Bruce Cassidy went on to say, you'd be surprised. Just writing the lines on the board before the game, I assume. And all of a sudden you're going, who's on the third line? And like I said, it's a great read if you want to go check that out. And great praise from a Stanley Cup winning coach with what the Leafs are doing with their lines lately, which is kind of spreading the wealth, right? We've seen a lot of the top heavy stuff for the last couple of years, but now they move Tavares to the third line. Domi's looked good at, not tonight, but the last couple of games has looked really good at that second line position. And Bertuzzi's heating up. What can we say? He scored again tonight. Fantastic from Bertuzzi, but just thought that was pretty interesting, to note that, another coach is mentioning, hey, it's getting harder to defend against the Leafs lines when they're like this. So I think it's working. Again, you're going to have games where you lose like this one. You'd like to have this one back, and the ending, which we'll get to, was not great. But at the end of the day, I mean, you're kind of rolling. So I think you should continue with what's working. And it's worked a lot better than the original lines earlier in this season. So continue with that. But I mean, a couple things from this game as well. One thing I thought was weird was when Hill's skate, popped out the skate blade and they blew the play dead, even though the Leafs had momentum. That was a little weird, already lending to the fact that the refs, weren't really, I'm not, you know, I'm of the opinion that you got to play above the refs, but the refs weren't making it easy on the Leafs tonight. That was an interesting call. I've never seen it just play blown dead like that, especially without possession from the other team. That was weird. Lagesson, like I mentioned, looked a little slow, like a step behind. He was making some questionable plays, like giving the puck to his defensive partner or center, like Austin Matthews, especially on one play where he gave him the puck, and it wasn't a full-blown suicide pass where he got blown up or anything, but he was giving the puck to other players in positions that did not allow them to succeed. So I thought that was weird, and he just looked a half step behind, like went offside on a couple plays, wasn't moving the puck fast enough. He's been in and out of the lineup, and out of the lineup more so since around Christmas. So, you know, he is just a guy, just a filler guy at this point, and, you know, if there are injuries, so I'm not too worried about that. But in the case of an injury or, you know, come playoff time, I would be a little worried. I hope he, you know, catches up a little bit, because he just looked a little behind tonight, but that is all right. You know, with Lilligren coming back, hopefully it's nothing too serious. But another thing I wanted to mention, guys, it's time. You absolutely have to jump on the Simone Benoit train with Nick and I right now. I've been saying it leaves at the end of this month. The train leaves at the end of this month. You have to jump on. He's throwing huge hits. He's being physical. He's playing the right way. I love Simone Benoit, and I have to mention him, and I feel like I mention him almost every video that isn't a trade video, but I have to mention him because he just plays the right way, and I love the way he plays. Toronto is a city that loves players like this, right? Like, why do you think guys like, obviously Doug Gilmore was idolized just for the skill and all that, but he's a tough player. Wendell Clark, idolized. He's a tough player. Matt Sundin scored. Still a tough player, right? So just guys like this, throwing the body around. This fan base loves players like that, and I have to give him praise because he plays the right way. I love it. Another guy I have to give praise to lately, and we made a video just last week about how he was not performing, is Tyler Bertuzzi. Hat trick on his birthday, and he scores another one tonight. And it was a big goal at the time. It was only 2-1. It cut the lead in half, right? And he's been playing just a lot better. He's getting to the areas that you need to get to. Like I said, he's scoring, which is the biggest thing. And he's found a spot on the power play as well, which is really, really nice. But again, Vegas just took it and ran away with it. But yeah, it's good to see him kind of asserting himself back in the lineup. That is great. And I mean, Reeves scores again too, which is great. Third of the season. Nice little tap in 2-on-1. But again, the game was already kind of out of reach at that point. Sad to say, it would have been funny to see like a Ryan Reeves game-winning goal or something like that. But honestly, since he's come back from injury, Ryan Reeves has been fantastic. That fourth line, I am not complaining. I just hope they can get right back on track after this loss. This was a tough one. And I'm not even going to talk about Samsonov. I don't think it was his fault. And I would expect that we see Joseph Woll come in Thursday, but we'll save that for another video as well. Now, it got interesting at this point in the game. There was a couple bad calls, phantom calls, whatever you want to call them. It got pretty interesting. And then Sheldon Keefe gets kicked out of the game, which was insane. I don't remember the last time I saw an NHL coach get kicked out of a game. And for something as light as what happened here, I mean, the ref did make a mistake. That was a terrible call. And it still went, you know, towards the Leafs. He still kicked out the coach. And something I thought was interesting from Kevin Papetti, the Leafs this season are 29th in power play time in the entire league. And I mean, with the speed and the skill that they have, you would think that they would rank at least a little bit higher. You're telling me that they're 29th in the entire league power play time? It just doesn't sit right with me. I feel like they're a really good team. I feel like a worse team in the standing should be in that position, right? They're a really good team, have a lot of skill, a lot of speed. You draw a lot of penalties that way. So a little fishy on that end. And then, like I said, Keefe gets kicked out. And I mean, he was freaking out a little bit. I would understand from the rest point of view right after the penalty, which was a terrible penalty, and you should expect any coach to give it to you after that. I thought he was going to get kicked out maybe at that point, or at least a warning, and then he did, right? And then, but this, he's just letting the ref know that he made a mistake. He wasn't even swearing at him, which Brian makes known. And I mean, I don't know, like, you're going to kick I can't remember the last time I saw a coach kicked out. And for something like that, crazy. I mean, the ref did mess up. You have to expect that the coach is going to be a little bit upset, right? You would have to expect that. And coming up next for the Toronto Maple Leafs, now it's going to be an interesting test. The Coyotes on Thursday at Scotiabank Arena, and the Coyotes are winless in 13 straight game, which passes the San Jose Sharks for the longest winless streak of this NHL season. They're 0-11-2 in their last 13, and we know how bad the Sharks were earlier in this season. So that is the next Leafs test, and it's gonna be interesting. What a way to right the ship. You got Joseph Woll coming back. Just get right back on track. Everyone's feeling good, and you're feeling good about yourself heading into a big game against the New York Rangers on Saturday. So let me know what you think in the comments. Should Sheldon Keefe have gotten kicked out in this game? I love the passion from him. I love the fact that he got mad. We have not seen that from him in previous years. He looks like he just was, you know, apathetic and didn't really care. Love to see the passion from the Toronto Maple Leafs coach. But let me know, did you think he should have been kicked out? Do you like the passion from him? What do you think of this game? Is this something to be worried about? The lineup changes, is that something to be worried about? I'm not too worried. I want to see what they do against the Arizona Coyotes. And me and Nick will keep you updated all the way until then with another video tomorrow.